You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Does your seat have the safety info? Do you have the safety info on the back of your seat?
Oh, yeah. Is everything okay?
I don't know what the deal is. My seat doesn't have the safety info, the plane safety info, and I'm just sort of like, well, how do I know what to do? How do I know what to do if the plane goes down or when the plane goes down?
It won't.
What are we...
Statistically, it won't. It won't. You sound really upset. Have you flown
before? I'm just a little
before?
Nervous. I'm a little anxious. Yeah. I've flown many times. I think I'm coming in stressed. I apologize.
It's fine. Here you go.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah, here's my safety
thing.
I'm sure
we're fine. Thank you.
I think that they'll explain it too, but the main stuff is, the seat cushion underneath is also a flotation device.
Right.
Move to the nearest exit.
Where are the nearest exits, by the way? Oh, it's behind us. Like they said, it's behind us sometimes. Do you think that guy can handle helping? Do you see the guy right by the door?
That's so funny you mentioned that. And when I saw him sit there, I was like, this guy can't give the nod.
No offense, but that's a job.
Yeah.
That's a job. But you agree to not just get out of the way, but to help everybody.
I don't think the plane's going down. I'm almost confident it's not. Okay. And I think if it does, I don't think it's going to be one of those situations where we're going to open the door and it's going to be a disaster or we're not going to crash, you know?
You're right.
But I agree with you, that guy... Not only physically could he not handle it, but even like the fortitude of it. I saw him let four people cut in front of him at the Dunkin' Donuts on the way in.
Oh my, at the airport?
Yeah.
You got to put on your game face at the airport.
I cut in front of him because I didn't want to. I'm not a cutter, but it was like.
He's just dilly-dally.
Him getting cut in front of is getting me cut in front of. You know, you're being rude to the whole line behind you. So then I had to.
That's so true.
And then he said, sir, I think I was next. And I said, no, I was. And he just didn't say anything.
Man. Sorry for starting off with a big ball of anxiety. My name's Keith.
Dr. Arnold Willem.
Wow, doctor.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Congratulations. Thank you for your doctorship.
Yeah, no problem. You don't need to make a big deal of it. It's just how I introduce myself, but thank you.
You just went to a lot of school for that. I mean, I got to assume you know your stuff.
Yeah, I'm a neurologist.
Holy moly, am I getting analyzed?
No, that's a therapist. Yeah, that's like a psychologist. I look actually at brain imaging and stuff like that. Like brain.
Okay.
Related illnesses, diseases, that sort of stuff.
Cool.
Head injuries.
Cool, that's really awesome.
A lot of head injuries.
Really?
You wouldn't believe it.
Really? What's the worst one you've seen?
Guy got his head knocked off playing baseball.
And you had to look at that. Oh, my God. Was it a slide or a pitch? The pitch take his head clean off?
You're not going to believe it when I tell you, because I didn't believe it. The umpire did too strong of you're out of here.
Oh, my God. And he clocked his head off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the pain that ump must sleep with every night. It's his job to call you out. He's just doing his job.
I know. Well, I've been following the story because I'm so curious about how that affects you. He's just doing his job, and he's trying to do it, big. And I've been following the story. He hasn't called a guy out for, 3 years since then.
He's running up the score left and right. Oh, my God.
But they won't fire him because they feel so bad.
I've always said umpires, it's like going to war. They've been in war. You ever see an umpire like at a grocery store after a big game?
Oh, yeah. They've been through it.
They just PTSD.
It's high stress. Yeah.
God. Wow. Well, that's incredible. And what were your findings as a neurologist?
It had nothing to do with the brain. It was, the brain.
Mostly a neck injury, really.
Yeah, it's a neck injury. The brain stopped, about 30 seconds after. So that was 30 seconds of the brain still kind of functioning. And we don't know what happens in that 30 seconds. It's a thing I'm curious about. Are you realizing you're dying? Is that you going to heaven in your mind? Or I don't know,
What's it like for the head to not have its body?
Yeah.
It's a real Ichabod.
It's a real Ichabod. Yeah, I don't really know what you mean, but yeah. Like, I know the imagery. He carries his own
head around.
I know the imagery, but I don't know what you mean.
You ever seen the cartoons where the head is at one place and the body's looking around for it?
Uh-huh.
They want to be together. The head and the body really want to be together.
I think you're totally right. Yeah, I think.
I mean, that's how mine works. I don't know about you, but that's how mine works.
I think you're totally right. I haven't really thought.
Watch this. My head is sending this signal.
Yeah. You're doing a little wave thing with your arms there. Yeah, that little.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's really crazy how powerful the brain is, how our physical feelings, emotional feelings, all that's connected, and that's what I'm really fascinated with, yeah.
Wow. You sound like a really smart guy. Thanks for calming me down, to be honest. I feel a lot better with a doctor sitting right next to me. If anybody says there's a doctor on board, I know there is one.
Well, yeah, I can
have to say.
And I am.
Doctor right here.
And I am. I'm kind of stressed. I ended up in a field that doesn't have a lot of, you know, immediate saving, like emergency room type stuff. So I would crack under that pressure. I'm worried about, you know, if someone on the plane was like choking or having a heart attack.
If
no one else says, yeah, and then I can do it. You know, it's my oath that I've sworn to protect and serve the human body. And so I just want to make sure.
Did you go to medical school at Police Academy?
No, it's just the way I say it because Hippocratic oath, I don't like it. But, you know,
think of hypocritical oath.
Exactly. And we're not hypocrites.
I don't think so.
And we protect and serve, I would say, I mean, not to get political, but more than the police do in a lot of ways. Wow.
That's actually really deep.
So, I don't like that they own protect and serve.
Right. Right, especially after, you know, what we've really found out.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not here to protect everybody. They're here to protect property.
Yeah, yeah.
Bullshit.
Sounds like you read some tweets last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I read a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
I read a lot of tweets. I'm on there. Well, I work. I waste a lot of time because I'm frustrated by work all the time. So I'll go on Twitter, read what's going on, you know, catch the news.
I noticed a sketchbook there. Are you an artist or a designer or something like that?
I'm actually a seed salesman. These are sketches of grass. I get inspired. I mean, the sketching is just sort of a low-key hobby, but I sell seed and grass and plants.
Wow.
That's why I'm headed to Miami, actually. I got a line on some new grass seed that is supposed to be really tough, really resilient in salty weather and hot temperatures. So
that's a field. That's a thing in your field is you'll get tips on grass and seeds and you'll travel to see it.
Oh, people absolutely.
People are that in need of like different types of.
Everything is always germinating and changing. And sure, you could have the same old grass as everybody. You know what I mean? But if you know that grass has gone crab, you're not going to use that grass anymore. You're not going to use that genus. You're not going to use that species.
Crab, crab. That's actually what you'd call it, huh? I love.
Yeah, some grass starts off beautiful and turns into grass. It gets all thick, and if you get in, it makes you itchy and it cuts you. You know what I mean?
Fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, when you say you're a salesman, is that one to one, door to door, to businesses? Is it like a?
Mostly to businesses, stuff like that. You know, people have big grass needs, ongoing grass needs, like stadiums, for example. Yeah. I sell to a lot of stadiums in Northern California.
Mm. Anyone that I've heard of?
Well, 3COM. 3COM National Park.
Wow.
Well, it's not a national park, but it's a football field, baseball stadium.
I'd say most protect and serve in the way it is, you know, national park.
Yeah, to me, all of our sports teams are really national treasures.
Are you a Giants fan?
Yeah, absolutely. Giants fan, Niners fan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm a Dodgers guy. I'm a Dodgers and a Marines guy.
Oh, God. So. Can I change seats? I'd like to change seats. This doctor's an asshole.
He was kidding. He was kidding. Sorry.
No, yeah.
You ran up really fast, which I'm glad you're so on top of it. But yeah, he was kidding.
Was it Mark? Fantastic service, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
You know what?
And
go ahead.
Can I get a seat back? Safety card? My seat, for some reason, doesn't have one, and I just would really feel a little bit more comfortable, Mark, if I had one.
Yeah, yeah. Someone must have taken it. People do it all the time. Let me get you one.
Really? Why do you think they take them?
I think sometimes by accident, you know, you grab your stuff out of the seat, and it's such a small slip. Maybe they're trying to, I don't know, maybe somebody's going to crash his plane and they took that off as a, you know,
Jesus, so he wouldn't know Mark, how to save yourself. No, no, nobody's going to crash the plane. I was already really scared.
It was such a crazy thing. I didn't think you would actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Of course, that's nobody okay. is.
It's all right. It's all right. Thank you for coming over. I'm happy to sit next to my doctor pal here.
I'm sorry I said that here. What, you want a little Jack Daniels here?
Oh, my God. Yes, and I love the way you present that, like a little fancy wine
bottle. Oh, yeah. Would you like to...
That's really nice.
Would you like to sip and sniff, or...
Do you want me to take it out of your hand?
Does it work for
you? I'll just take it out. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to send it back.
Okay.
It's Jack Daniels. Okay. Pretty big brand.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much.
Just trying to give you the best service possible. I'll get you a seatback card. Ma'am, could I... I've seen you on this plane. You take this route back and forth a lot. You don't need the seatback card, right?
Well, I don't need it, but I don't think that solves the problem.
Honey, give him the card. Honey.
What, honey? Oh, just wait. I think they should have a card for each seatback.
Not everything is a fight, honey. Give him the card. It's fine.
Says the man who's screaming at me. Here's
I'm
the
not
card.
Screaming.
No problem.
I'm not screaming at you.
Well, you're the only one with a loud voice. Listen to my voice.
Okay, talking soft.
My voice is incredibly soft.
Talking soft but combative doesn't mean it's not a fight.
I am not being combative. You are projecting onto me. That's what the doctor said I can say.
I don't want to go into being with your sister and her husband mad at each other. So.
Why? Because you're jealous? That they're never mad at each other.
For the last time, I am not jealous of your sister's marriage.
You are so jealous of how happy my sister is with her husband.
I think you're projecting. I'm getting the impression you're jealous of that.
Okay, we can't just keep both doing that. The doctor taught us about projection, but we can't just both keep saying the other one is projecting. I've already called it for the day. You are the one that's projecting, not me. And if you hear the tone of my voice, you'll know that I'm right.
Okay, look. I love you. I love you as much as I did the day we met. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time together. And I think we see some things about each other that get on each other's nerves. And I think it's
okay. It just seems like you always want to fight.
That's just because you called projection.
I called it. I'm in the moment right now.
Okay.
I'm in the moment. I'm not even upset anymore.
If you're going to... Call dibs on the iPad. Can I watch over your shoulder? What are you watching? Can I take a headphone? Can I take an ear?
Yeah, let's share.
Okay.
Here's the card, sir. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's no problem. I'll calm down.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't have eavesdropped through that whole thing. I should have just moved on, I guess. But
well, hey, I appreciate it. I mean, thank you for the card. That puts me at ease. Great service. I'm sorry you guys are in a tiff. It seems like you're a wonderful couple. Thank you.
Sir, mind your own fucking business.
Okay, you're projecting.
I don't need it. I can't be projecting about minding business. I'm not stealing his business.
Well, you're talking to him, so clearly that's not your business.
He chimed in. I don't need a stranger behind me to tell me I'm in a good
place. Babe, just sit in the middle seat. Just sit in the middle seat and be quiet, okay? We're on the aisle. We'll talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to talk over me. You're projecting. Do you even hear how you have to project your voice just to get it over me, the aisle, and this other guy? You're projecting today.
Do not like to be told I'm projecting. I'm realizing that in the moment right now is I really don't like that. I'm trying to talk how I talk.
I just feel like some of your feelings are yours, and you're acting like they're other people's.
The worst thing we ever did was go to couples therapy. The worst thing we ever did.
Why? Because it gave us language to assault each other without seeming angry?
That's right.
Okay. Why don't we just both put on the iPad, we'll put in the headphones, and we'll these two gentlemen get back to whatever they're doing.
All right.
Yikes.
Oof. So that guy is the one that's going to try to save the day if we crash?
Yeah, what the heck? I don't feel great about that.
I mean, he can't handle his own emotions.
He's totally projecting, by the way. I agree with his wife. He's totally projecting.
I didn't want to say anything, but he's projecting.
Isn't it crazy how, Man, everybody's projecting. Everybody's just a projection on a projection, you know? It's really why you can't take anything personal.
That's interesting, because nobody's doing anything to you.
Yeah.
I still think people do things that suck.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. My son, the other day, he called me, he said, I care more about money than I care about him, and he called me a loser.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, those can't all be true. those things, you're not a loser if you got a lot of money. You're not a loser if you're having a conversation with your son.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Thank
you. You know, he's again, who's projecting?
Yeah.
Is your son a loser?
Yeah.
Your son maybe a loser and he's upset about it? He's seeing the heights that you have gotten to? I don't know.
My son is a bit of a loser.
It hurts to hear.
I'm sure he'll get out of the duckling. Yeah, it sucks to have a loser son.
That's tough, man. That's tough. Where do you think he gets it? Where do you think he gets it? Like, where did he learn his sucky behavior?
His mom.
I bet.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He's got no confidence. He's
kind of feels neglected or something.
Yeah. I don't know. It never made any sense to me.
Right, because you're bringing home the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. What do you? And this is 100%. This is gauche. But I'm in sales. I'm a business guy. What do you bring home a year?
$500,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
$500,000 for a neurologist. Yeah. That's pretty good. They're what they say is true. Doctor is a good profession.
We're kidding.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, they're not kidding at all.
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. I love all that money, man. It's really awesome.
That's great. What kind of car do you drive?
I Jaguar, like a 60s Jaguar.
Wow, classic. So you're cool too. Dang, you're cool and you're rich like a doctor. Your son, he just doesn't get it. Yeah.
Well, that was the thing is he wanted to borrow the Jaguar. And I was like, hey, man, you can't become cool by driving the car. And also you don't drive with the confidence the Jaguar needs. Right. You know what I mean?
You can take the Explorer.
Yeah.
But maybe not the Jaguar.
Yeah. The Explorer is fine. Those cars flip over all the time.
It's basically a soccer mom car at this point.
But I told him that. I told him, look, the Jaguar is not going to get you a prom date. You got to get you a prom date. You know what I mean? And he said, I care more about my money than I did about my son. And I said, it's not about the money. It's a projection. That's you're projection. Right. Now that you're saying it, you're totally right.
Classic projection. You know, you care a lot about your son. You're just not going to let him ruin your antique because he's got no game.
Well, and I don't know if he'll crash it, but I know he'll look like shit in it. And that rubs off on me and it's embarrassing. And
I hate when kids embarrass adults. That's a tough because you got to own them.
Well,
own your son.
He's an extension of me. He's a tentacle off my body, you know. And I can't have my tentacle driving around like a little wiener with both hands on the wheel, you know, hunched forward,
looking like a granny.
Yeah, ugh,
nothing worse in your car. People know that car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have any kids myself, but I got a couple of nephews, and I make sure they know. Act cool or get smacked cool.
That's that's a good uncle move. Is you got to be the one to kind of let them know what's cool.
Because you could leave.
You can get out of there.
You know what I mean? You can give them a little tough love and it doesn't hurt as bad as their parent.
Yeah.
Because they're not looking for you for as much.
There's not as much approval required.
Exactly.
Is that why you're going to
my nephews? I'm pretty tough on my nephews.
Is that why you're going to Portland? Are you seeing? Oh, no, you're going to Miami.
Yeah, going to Miami, by connecting in Portland and then to Miami. We go San Fran to Portland to Miami. I tried to save a buck and, I got a long flight ahead of me. But yeah, I'm excited for it.
I got moved. I was supposed to be a direct flight to Miami. They canceled that flight. They put me on this one. I even lost my first class.
Oh my God. And you're back here with the rest of us plebes. That must suck. Is this your first time? Back here in a while?
In a while, yeah. I mean, my parents flew coach when we were growing up and stuff. Mm-hmm. Salt of the earth.
Good people, surely.
Good people.
Surely good people. I mean, they raised a doctor. This guy's, you know, that's good.
My dad was a vet tech, and mm-hmm. my mom was a cobbler.
Really? I would have thought that'd be flipped, to be honest. I don't know why.
Really? Yeah, yeah. They were breaking down gender norms all the time.
Cool. That's really cool. That's awesome.
My dad would wear tiaras sometimes to like events.
And your mom would really just do it up as a cobbler, yeah. Sort of whole apron, clogs. She'd
do the full cobbler look, yeah. Yeah, they were breaking down gender barriers, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So you're pretty fluid, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. You can wear a tiara, whoever you are. I don't care.
Cool.
Tiara, whoever you are.
Well, I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm all the way straight. Never going to kiss a man. I saw
your tattoo, dude.
Thank you. Thank you for seeing that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't always know if people see it, but it's on the forearm, yeah. So I figure.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we don't know each other that well. I don't know that you need it, but if it's important to you.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, it's not a big deal to me. But I'm straight. It's just kind of how I roll. You know what I mean?
You know,
for me, it's my lifestyle is just kind of fast cars, fast women, you know?
Awesome.
Fast seeds.
Awesome.
Fast growth. Fast growth of grass.
Yeah, not what I pictured a seed. I mean, you're complicated. Can I tell you something? There was this study, a neurological study, where they did brain imaging of men and women, showing them certain pictures. And even men who identified as straight, if they saw a picture of like an attractive naked man, the arousal part of their brain would be set off, you know? And
Well, yeah, if he's naked, of course. It's going to make you think sexual.
Yeah, right.
But it's not sexuality you have.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was, you know, we define things as such, I'm not attracted to this, I'd never like it, but, you know, it's what are the, who cares? What are the rules, you know?
I just said I'd never kiss a man.
I understand. Okay.
Because I'm straight, so I would never kiss a man. But yeah, if I saw a naked photo of a man, I might get aroused. Yeah, sure.
Gotcha.
Sure.
This is the closest I've ever gotten to a stranger so quickly on a plane. Getting to this
Know. I think you really put me at ease early, letting me know that you were a doctor and you didn't think the plane was going to crash. Yeah. You know, usually I'm sat next to some yahoo, some freaking stinky athlete or some freaking, I don't know, you know, some kid.
Yeah. Can I say? Mm-hmm. Is saying yahoo about where you live, like versus Yahoo, or is Yahoo mean something other than Yahoo?
I like Yahoo more as a term of a thing you would just say into the air, but a person is a yahoo. Mm. You know what I mean? Some yahoo. I don't even know. I don't know where I got that actually. I just kind of love yahoo.
Yeah, I never hear it. I really like it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know the type, someone who sits next to you, they're chomping loud the whole time. They don't know anything. They don't know anything about the plane.
Right. Chomping loud, yeah. Taking up space. Yeah, that's why I try to get into first class. Just it's not about not liking people. It's about the randomness of who you end up next to. It's like I just need my space.
A little more comfort, little people who have the same sort of IQ as you maybe. I mean, you're a doctor. You're probably a lot smarter than I am.
It's likely, yeah. I mean, but you're probably a lot smarter in like.
Thanks for being honest with me, man. Thanks for being honest. I'm glad you didn't sugarcoat it. You're smarter than me. I sell seeds.
If anyone asked me about seeds or I couldn't even draw grass, you're very artistic. You know, those grass blades are very.
Thank you. Yeah, you want to see some of these?
Yeah, yeah.
I do a lot of sketching. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, most of the sketches are just sort of the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Of grass, and then I don't even care about the rest of the environment.
That you're mostly grass in sketching.
But so this here obviously is a short trim Bermuda, something you might see on the fairway of a golf course. If you trim it really short, you might see it on the green, but this is about sort of fairway level Bermuda, and over here is where the rough might be. It gets a little crabbier, a little bunchier, you know what I mean? It's going to look like tufts. But where it really looks good, it's just blade, 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 blade.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Each individual really blade. Intricate. No clumps, no tufts.
I feel like I'm on a Bermuda golf course here looking at this. So the golf course, because I golf with some of the other doctors, I'm no pro. I never thought of it. I thought it was different grasses in each area. The rough, the green. It's all one grass mowed differently.
Well, a lot of golf courses use Bermuda, and they stick with Bermuda, and they just cut it differently. The good courses will do it differently. Some of them will use an aerobic grass. Mm. You got Bermuda, you got Aruba. You know what I mean? Some people use a South Floridian. You know what I mean? Which is what I'm going to look at. This new South Floridian seed is supposed to be really good for the tea box.
Oh, wow.
And the tea box, you know, you don't want it to be too thick, but you don't want it to be the green. You don't want it to be bald.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
You know, you want a little bit of grass, similar to a football field, almost turf-esque.
How did you learn all this stuff?
Apprenticeship? Well, I went to grass college. Grass college. Yeah, there are grass colleges. It is mostly they exist at junior colleges. It's emphasis programs, but you can take
you can major in grass?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can. I just did. I did a 2 year program, and then I started working.
You worked right away, and it wasn't like a residency and all more that important. Stuff. Yeah, you got right yeah. with the something like that. Your hands in the dirt. You're not going to kill anyone if you mess up the grass planting. You plant it
well. Right. Not me personally, but I've heard some stories.
Really.
Mostly animals. You kill animals because if you use the wrong grass for their environment, they start eating it. They croak. They croak.
That's a lot of risk for you then.
It is. Scary. It's a serious job.
In a way, we're similar in that sense, you know?
I appreciate that. Thank you for bringing me up into your class. I really appreciate that. I've never flown first, but I'm trying.
I'll tell you, don't do it unless you can do it every time because it's tough to go back. I'll tell you that right now.
That's a really good point. You kind of want to keep moving forward in life. You don't want to keep going forward and backward.
Yeah. Which is why I tell my son. He got pushed from JV back down to the freshman team.
Wow. Volleyball. Is he a freshman?
No.
I think that's illegal. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
They looked at his skills and they said it was okay. They put him through a whole thing and
Wow. Wow.
And I told him.
They put him through a whole gauntlet and they said, you're still a freshman.
He's still basically the quality of a freshman. He's a fifth year senior right now. Wow. And they were like, let's just, let's just put you back with the freshman. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That's incredible. Really incredible.
Thank you.
Well, sorry for your son. I'm sorry. That must stink for you. You pull up in a classic Jag to see your really tall old son on the freshman team. That must be tough. That must be really tough.
Let's just say, I don't bring my dates to the games. Yeah.
Do you encourage him? Oh, my God. Single man. Single dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Went through a pretty messy divorce. Should have gotten a prenup signed. She got the house and the kids.
Wow. And you can only visit during volleyball?
Yeah. So, you've heard one of those deals before. Because when they gave it to me, I was like, that's the only time I could see my son. And that's so it's when I have to give him the pep talks, the sex talks, the you're doing it wrong talks. They're like, hey, I think she likes you talks, all that stuff.
I understand why he's not thriving in volleyball. It's probably the most overwhelming part of his week or month, whatever it is. His dad coming and giving him every piece of a talk right before the game.
Yeah, I think he's just weak, and that's what his issue is right now, is he's just not, doesn't have the confidence.
Man, I feel bad for you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's funny, man. You think a rich neurologist, who's flying first class has got it made, and some seed salesman just sits alone and drinks till his head falls off. You think, I know which one of these guys is sad, Could be both is what we're finding.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm happy. I'm happy though.
Me too. Me too. Me too. Yeah. You going to do the peanuts?
I am. Yeah. Here's what I do. I bring my own Dr. Pepper. Cause what I used to do on planes. So I'd get a Dr. Pepper and I'd mix the peanuts into the Dr. Pepper. I have it all together.
Really?
They stopped serving.
A neurologist does that? Oh, my God.
Why? Does that seem like a stupid thing to do? What do you mean?
It seems like an idiot person thing to do. Peanuts and a Dr. Pepper. No offense.
I'll give you no offense. You just called me an idiot.
No, I said it seems like an idiot would do that. I think you're really smart. That's why it surprised me. It seems out of character.
It's not. Yeah, no, it's delicious. I'll give you some. We'll try it.
Crunch. Holy crap. You are a doctor. This shit is delicious. I bet you that has my neurons firing.
Were you trying to convince me you ate it when you said crunch? I saw you chew it. You didn't have to convince me you ate it.
Crunch. Dang, that was good.
I saw you chew
it. Got another one. I didn't. Okay, good, good. You saw me chew it, so you know that I didn't just drink the Dr. Pepper and spit out the peanut.
Oh, my God. This woman up here is choking on her peanut. Folks, this woman's choking on her peanut. Is there a doctor on the plane? Is there a doctor on the plane? Wait, hang on, hang on.
There must be. There must be one.
Please. Please, this woman needs a Heimlich. Oh, she might even be. I think she's having a seizure from it.
It's pretty basic. Seems like she's just choking on a peanut. You could help.
Okay, I really can't. I really can't do it. Just someone else. Just stomach push.
Is there a nurse? We need. It sounds like what we need is a nurse, someone who will actually care for a patient, not just be a scientist in the other room. No offense.
Oh my God. A lot of judgment has been coming out on your feelings.
Well, come on. There's a person dying from a peanut.
So please, there must be on this entire plane a doctor or a nurse up here.
I mean, I sell grass seed. I'm down to help.
Okay, sir. Fine. Yes. Yes. Has someone choked on a seed before? Do you know what to do?
Yeah. You typically put them on their back. You interlock your fingers and your hands and you punch on their chest.
Okay. Do it. Do it then. Okay, you got your practice ones in. Now do it on her.
Oh, she spit the nut out. Hey, who's the doctor now, baby? You see that?
Wow.
I just saved that woman when you were too afraid to, even though you get paid the big bucks.
Oh, my God. You did great. I froze up, man.
Oh, my God. What a rush. What a rush that was, saving that woman's life. Are you okay, ma'am?
Yeah. Everybody, remember to chew your peanuts.
Oh, my God. She's in great spirits. She's in great spirits. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just saved a life. She could have died in the air.
Yeah. Wow, you did. See, there's nothing to be scared of for you. You did great.
Have you ever saved a life like that?
I mean, yeah. People with head injuries, I've gotten them the proper care immediately, and it could have gotten worse. They could have gotten died.
No, but I mean, like, actually, like, have you ever gotten your hands dirty? Like, you didn't even loosen your tie during that. You were not going to help at all.
I would have made it worse. I you did great. I don't think it's about how bad I am. I think it's you did a really good thing. And I don't know. I know how you
thank
feel.
Thank you, Doc.
I know how you feel. In residency, you know, we had a lot of people code in front of us, and I saw a lot of people die, and it's really stressful.
Well, she didn't die. I saved her life. Right, that's what I'm saying, is that I actually was willing to step in.
You're right.
Unlike these cowards in white coats who just sort of do the report. They don't even sometimes touch a patient.
You're not better than me just because you saved her. I saved a lot of people's lives.
I think you're projecting. I'm not saying I'm better. You think I'm better, and you're saying I don't get to feel that way. It seems like you feel that.
Not everything is projecting. It can't be a projection. You're just not...
Actually, it is. Kind of everything is projection. He's not really smart.
Honey, butt the fuck out of it, okay? Butt out of it.
Oh, you're projecting because you have a huge ass, and your doctor just told you need to lose 10 pounds in your ass. You're projecting. Your butt needs to get out of it. Your pants. That's what we're talking about. You're projecting.
He didn't say I have to lose 10 pounds out of my ass.
He said- yes, he did. I was at the meeting. Because it was bigger than an appointment. It was a whole meeting.
He said that the way I was shaped was unhealthy and that I should target those areas because that...
And everybody agreed with huge head nods right when he said it was the shape.
Honey, you're speaking quietly but very rudely, okay?
You're projecting. I love you. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to get us on the right track of accepting the truth, and you're being a little baby.
Okay. I do not want to go into your sister's wonderful home in the middle of a fight, okay?
I'm not fighting.
I don't want to fight in front of your sister and Glenn.
Did I tell you that Jeff just brought home flowers last night for no reason?
When I bring you flowers, you say, "What did you do wrong? What are you apologizing for?"
Why do you get the weird sneezy flower? hours. And it makes me think you don't even know me and you're just making up for a mistake and you can't talk
to me. Tell me what flowers you like. You never tell me what you like. You just tell me what you don't like.
I like tulips.
Okay.
I feel like I've written it down.
I'll get you tulips.
I'm not asking you for tulips.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
Jeff bought tulips. I get it. Or whatever.
Maybe know. I'll put in my headphones. And you can do your Sudoku or whatever. What about that?
Okay.
I'll watch the rest of Eternals. You can do Sudoku.
I'd like to see how Eternals ends. We were watching it together.
I don't think we're ready for that right
okay,
now.
Okay, fine.
I think we need a break.
This guy just let his wife kick him off the movie, and he's the exit row guy?
Oh, my God. This plane's going down.
It's going down.
Wait, you think the plane's going down?
Well, no, I'm sorry. If the plane goes down, we're fucked.
God, thank God. You're my life raft. Not physically, but you're the doctor who convinces me that things are okay.
Everything's fine. I you know what? Right. I'm just going to watch my movie. I feel a little ashamed of the way that choking thing went down, and I also feel like you're so focused on me being a doctor, and I think maybe a little self-conscious about my career being more notable than yours. And so you become kind of rude to me. I guess that is a projection, isn't it?
Wow. I didn't even realize. Projection is an evil mistress. Really tough. I'm really sorry. Enjoy your film.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back to drawing grass.
Great job saving that woman's life. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Finally, one person on the plane said it. You know what? I'm going to draw some crabgrass. It's grass. Deserves to be drawn.
You can draw the ugly grass.
Oh, I thought we were doing our own thing.
Sorry.
Your son's going to get cool.